What's going to happen for dairy as we wrap up this year and head into the future? We do know that supplies are building with the cheaper feed costs and producers keeping more cows online. We also know that we've had extremely high prices for butter, cheese, and class three. And I asked Robin, as you looked at the building production trend we're seeing, and more than likely that's going to continue in 2015, what is that going to mean to the future of the dairy market?
Oh, the push is there, and most of my customers are saying that their intent is to try to add some cows, as well as all of their neighbors are wanting to do that too. And there's now we're seeing more evidence of some expansion going on. So there's a frenzy out there right now to buy. We're not going to run out of supply by the end of the year, but because inventories are lower, it's got this mentality into the market now that they would rather buy now than later. And they kind of leapfrog, you know, over the top of each other trying to get this stuff. We are seeing some significant slowdown in butter exports because we're so far above world price right now. Not a real concern to the market because our inventories are 42% lower than last year. That will start having an impact. It looks like we're going to be relatively strong maybe through the end of the year. However, I think we could see prices, cheese prices and butter prices slip back as we get through the big push of the holiday buying. My concern is next year. You know, we're anticipating, you know, strong production. We come into next year, and I think we're going to start seeing the balance tip as far as production relative to demand. Other countries are gearing up. So it's not just us that's supplying the world. The other ones are gearing up quite a bit. And that's why world prices are lower. Global dairy trade auction prices, overall trade weighted average, fell 12 out of the last 13, you know, events. And it's because they have more production that they're putting onto the market as well. So I think next year is going to be a real potential lower prices.
Robin Small with us from Ag Dairy in the last. Well, looking at our current prices, dairy remains strong with butter at $2.75 a pound, blocks at $2.32, and barrels at $2.32.5 per pound. But let's look at the futures. We've got August still at $22.24, September's at $23.95, and October at $22.78, but December now is at $19.74. Board of Trade, September corn down to 361 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. December, 369 and 1/4 of a cent. Beans for September, that's up to 1073 and 3/4 of a cent per bushel. November, that tops at 1028 and 3/4 of a cent. While September wheat's up to 556 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 106 to 120. Most of your slaughter cows, 89 to 105, with slaughter bulls, 120 to 149. Replacement bull calves, 250 to 415. Heifer calves, 2 to 320. Our fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, to 146. Holstein steers, 125 to 137. Butcher hogs, 80 to 90. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.